Gemoed, Gemoed. So we're going to do another Shiloh from Rav Zilberstein on having to do with Pesach. Pesach, Nisan. We know it's brought down by Shulchan Aruch that in the month of Nisan we make a bracha seilonos, a new bracha for new trees. So the story happened to be a maisa happened to Rav Shomel Zalman. And what happened was in where Rav Shomel Zalman was, he lived in Yushari Ches in Yushalayim Yerkodesh. There was living an almana. There was living a widow who happened to have a new tree in her backyard. He was and he heard about this tree and he was very excited about it. What happened was is that there was a Rav Zilberstein writes down that as he was going on his way, he met someone who told him that down the street in someone else's chutzner, someone else's backyard, there was actually two trees. There was two new trees they could be able to say the bracha. And it says maybe we could say hider mitzvah, because at the end of the day we know part of the lashon of the bracha is bara bo brios tovos ve'ilanos tovos, right? That you created these new things, these new creations, and these new trees and these good trees. But lashon rabim, maybe said the guy told Rosh Hashanah, maybe there'll be a hider mitzvah. Maybe we'll be able to beautify the mitzvah in a better way. Maybe we'll make the mitzvah more special by saying this bracha specifically in a place where there's more than one tree, where there's two trees. So he said, maybe at the end of the day, maybe we should go over there to be able to make the bracha. So then it says Rav Zilberstein, Rav Shomel Zalman will do it inside. Allah Hagon, Rav Shomel Zalman, Orbach, Zatzal, Heshiv Lo Benoam. He answered him very beautifully and very pleasantly. Ha'enach roes ha'amana ha'nitzeves b'cholon ha'bayis. Can you imagine? The almana is going to be standing at her window. U'mitzapa she'yavoro levarech dacha b'chatzer ginas b'isa. And she's waiting, she's cringing for people to come able to make the bracha on her new tree in her backyard. Says of Shomel Zalman, Zehu hider ha-mitzvah shali. This is my hider mitzvah, says of Shomel Zalman. By making sure, by helping an amano is going to be waiting at her window for see people going to be able to come. That's going to be incredible. Can you imagine being that amano? Not only seeing Jews come making the bracha, but you see the gadol ador Rav Shomel Zalman coming to be able to make the bracha. Says Rav Shomel Zalman, it might be great to be able to make the bracha in two where there are two trees. Blush and Rabin hit the hider mitzvah. It's be able to make another Jew happy. Be able to make another specifically an almana b'simcha. And that really goes well with another maisa of Shomel Zalman. What happened was Rav Shomel Zalman, we used to give out money to almanos. Used to give out money to widows. What happened was there was a widow. I think it was like four or five children. The Phil Moskowitz explained this year in Boca Raton Synagogue. And what happened was, Rav Shomel Zalman sent a shliach to be able to go give her some money right after Shiva, to be able to go give her some money to be able to go on. What happened was, two to three days before Chol Moed Pesach, what happened was, is that Shomel Zalman sent another package to his shliach. And he told him that at the end of the day, Rebbe, you already gave them a package. Why are you giving them another package? You already brought them one package. Why are you giving them another package? Shomel Zalman says, no, go give it to them. What happened was, Shomel Zalman brought the shliach brought the package. He knocked at the door, hid in the bush, and the widow saw got the envelope. What happened was, it came out after, is that Shomel Zalman wrote in the letter that she knows he didn't have any money to give the widow again. But what he did have was five or six tickets to the zoo in Yerushalayim. Five or six tickets to the zoo in Yerushalayim, because he knew that the kids would have something to do on Chol Moed Pesach, especially after trying time this year in their life. Shomel Zalman could have easily just got them 200, 300 shkolim. But what did he do? He went out of his way to be able to go help another person. He went out of his way to be able to go help out specifically an almana. And that goes well. I heard in a last final note, incredible story, what happened at this Pesach program that I'm zochet to be at. What happened was, is that at the Seder was a waitress who spilled soup on herself. And what happened was, she was very embarrassed, and she came back to the table, and one of the women that she was serving told her that she went upstairs when she was getting cleaned up. She went upstairs to get a new skirt for her, and she said to her she could keep it, because at the end of the day you shouldn't have to serve the rest of the night. You shouldn't have to serve the rest of the night in a dirty skirt. I want you to be able to keep this skirt. That's what the avodah of Pesach is. The avodah of Pesach is caring for other people, caring for other Jews. Mishbizoch, remember this maisa, Shomel Zalman said, specifically he went to the courtyard where the almana was, that she'd be waiting for people to be able to make a bracha in her tree. Mishbizoch, to remember the story of Shomel Zalman, they went out of his way to buy the tickets for that widow and her family, specifically for Chol Moed Pesach. And the third and final idea that we saw, this amazing woman, this tzaddikus, went out of her way. She went all the way upstairs in a hotel where the floors are very high and there's no Shabbos. Maybe the Shabbos over is a little suffic. She went out of her way to be able to go get a skirt, the new skirt for the waitress, that she shouldn't have to serve the rest of the night. And a dirty skirt, we should be Zohar, Bez Hashem. Good morning.